Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
823, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Ghassan Korban, Executive Director of the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board. How you doing, Ghassan?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well. Thank you.
You know, I'm rooting for you. I want you to succeed. I really do. And I'm surprised, honestly, just to be frank, that you've lasted this long. If I had bet the over and under, I would have lost my bet because I thought they would have run you off by now. But I admire your tenacity. Let's talk about let me get to a listener question first, and then we'll talk about what went right during the storm. Somebody wanted to know if there was ever a time where you had to wait for manpower to swap generators or pumps because weather conditions were too poor. Were you guys fully staffed the entire time, Ghassan? Was that ever an issue?
No, it was not an issue, Tommy. We were very fully staffed. We anticipated some issues. Obviously, we were roaming the street looking for being close to pumping stations that were not necessarily staffed just because of the way that's set up. Not all our pumping stations staff, but we were all hands are on deck. Our staff worked hard, and there was never an issue with staffing. So I don't know where that report may be coming from.
I see a report here from, I don't know where the source of it, but it says Sewage and Water Board experiencing impacts of several sewage pump stations due to power outages and other issues. Is that about lift stations, maybe?
Yeah, so I don't know if you recall, can I explain it a little bit before?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
And I know it's very complicated system. We have both the drainage system is extremely complicated to explain, but also the sewer, because we have 84 pumping stations or lift stations throughout the city. And as a group, some of the, you know, most of them drain toward one or two larger stations that actually eventually pump that wastewater to the wastewater treatment plant. One of the two broke down. We had a failure within the pumping station. We have two large pumps and two small ones. And the two larger ones failed in the middle of the storm. And what happens, just like it happens everywhere, you know, just like in Jefferson Parish, the system itself fills up with groundwater and rainwater, so it just gets overwhelmed. It's not just wastewater, but it's also rainwater. It's not designed for that, but that's what happens. Anyway, the two pumps went down, and that really obviously stalled our ability to take on more wastewater. That's why we sent a somewhat of a, you know, mild request from our residents and businesses to, you know, kind of restrain from using large amounts of water for a day or two. And that only lasted for a day or two. Currently, we are using two temporary pumps that are keeping up with the flow. So everything is back to routine consumption across the city, whether it's residential or businesses. And we're working very hard on restoring the two permanent ones that are in the station.
Let me jump in for a second if I can, because I'm confused about this. Are we using pumps and generators interchangeably here? Like I mentioned the one on Woodland Highway, which I'm not really concerned about right now. But I see the lift station, and then I see what is either a generator or a pump. Is that one and the same, a pump and a generator together?
No. Typically, you have a pump that is powered by a generator or by Entergy. So virtually all our pumping stations are powered by energy power. They're part of the grid. So if a power outage happens where a station exists, that station is down. And in some cases, we have temporary generators, but that we don't have a generator or backup generator at all 84 stations, unfortunately. It's just sometimes there's no real estate, there's the cost of that. So what we have is a fleet of generators that we just drive around and keep, you know, kind of keep the flow at specific pumping stations low enough to allow us to take on more flow. And then we just move on, and it's just like a roving fleet that we use. We also use vac trucks, which what we relied on in the early hours of the issue, where we would pump down levels at various locations, sewer stations or even Station D, and haul the wastewater to our treatment plant by truck.
You know what I'm getting confused with is when I watch these gold mining shows, a big pump that is gasoline, that is diesel powered, but that wouldn't work for a lift station because you're not pumping it out anywhere else. It's got to be powered to the lift station and the pumps included in that. Accurate?
Yeah. I mean, we may have one or two diesel pumps, but I would say out of the 84, probably 80 of them are just a pump that is powered through energy. And there's some that are standalone that you fill it with diesel and you run it, and it's a pump that runs on diesel. But those are self-standing, but they're very few and far between across the city.
I know you're busy and your time's limited here. You have to come back like you did one day and spend an hour with us. But looking, you know, because I think I know the way you think. And I don't think you're looking to the next storm. I think you're looking 5 years, 10 years down the line. And we talk about the fragility of the system. I want you to come back one day and we'll talk about that, about what can be done. Because, again, as the contractor says, I can do anything you want if you got the money. But we'll talk about the fragility of the system and how a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, in all aspects of it, be it catch basins, be it the power, be it pumps, et cetera, what can be done to kind of decrease the fragility of the system moving forward, okay?
I would love to, Tommy. And just so you know, obviously we're looking at it both ways. We're looking at the interim solutions and we're looking at the long-term solutions. Obviously, we have to. We're obligated to keep things moving today. But then we have a bigger vision what the city would look like you said, 5 and 10 years from now. And appreciate your compliment earlier about my tenacity.
Well,
I'm a professional with a mission.
I live here.
I'm on a mission, and I appreciate you recognizing that, and I'm here to solve issues that have existed for a long time.
And so a lot of that, exactly. It was here for a long time before you. Thank you, Ghassan. We'll get it together and we'll come on 9 o'clock hour one day. All right.
Sounds good. Thank you,
sir. All right, we'll take a break, come back, talk to the Corps of Engineers about an underwater sill. And I am surprised that Ghassan Korban is here. I thought sure that they would have run him off by now, and kudos to him for staying. Back in a flash, WWL.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.